On today's Moment of Science, I'm going to shave my legs. Now, you may think that's funny, but it's to show, ow, how wind resistance slows down, ow, bike riders. Ow, how on earth do people shave their legs?
It takes a little practice, Don. Here, let me put some rubbing alcohol on that.
Ouch, that makes it worse, Yael.
Hey, there's a moment of science. Why does alcohol make a cut hurt so much? I mean, water doesn't do that.
I know the answer. It lowers the threshold of VR1.
What does that mean?
Easy. VR1 receptors are a special kind of cells in your skin that respond to heat.
What's that have to do with alcohol?
Studies have shown that ethanol, which is a kind of alcohol, causes skin cells to put out the same neurochemical signals they put out when heat is around. The result is that it doesn't take as much actual heat for the VR1s to turn on. Researchers have found that alcohol lowers the amount of heat needed to turn on VR1 receptors by almost 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
Cool. I mean, hot. But where do cuts come in?
It isn't known for sure yet, but researchers think that ethanol may lower the threshold so much around inflamed tissue that your own body temperature kicks off the VR1 receptors. That means not only does the cut hurt, but it now feels like it's on fire as well.
Better let me do the leg shaving.
I will.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.